Hi. Thanks for coming along. So this week's all about being agile. It's all about not only just creating your bot this week, but it's about experiencing and following good engineering practices at the same time. So we're just going to cover some of the things that you can do throughout this week to actually monitor and track your progress of your development teams. So we've worked on other hackfests like this, and limited amount of time, limited amount of resources. So how best you get the best out of your engineers and the people that you've sent here. Here on the board, we can see a Kanban board, and this just allows us to see the flow of work and if we've got any bottlenecks throughout the week, and we know where to concentrate our development effort. So Visual Studio Team Services allows you to create a backlog of the user stories and the requirements that you want to address this week. And at the same time, you can break down those user stories into the individual tasks that your team representatives are going to be working on. You can then assign those tasks to the different developers, and then you can put the story points so you get an idea of the size of each user story, and you know the prioritization of them and ordering that you want to tackle them. What's key within VSTS is that we can manage your minimum viable product. You know what you want to get out of your teams by the end of the week, so if we capture that in a tool, we can then break down that into bite-sized chunks and monitor the progress of each individual part. So VSTS allows us to track requirements. It allows us to prioritize those requirements, and it allows us to maintain them. So what's key within agile teams is triaging your backlog regularly to make sure that you don't have old and redundant tasks that are on there that your teams might start to develop if your business priorities have changed. VSTS offers the concept of something called work items, and work items are anything from a user story, to a task, to a bug, to an impediment, to a test case. Could be anything. Anything that you want to allocate time on and track. You can split out user stories and tasks, and they can become hierarchical. So a task could be dependent on other tasks, or a user story could be dependent on a feature, and that feature could be dependent on an epic. But ultimately, the stakeholders of VSTS aren't just your development teams. It's your product owners and even other teams outside of development and IT. Because continually, your teams that you're working for want to get their return on investment. They want to know what they're paying for from their development teams. And this allows you to surface that up and share with them and get even your stakeholders to interact with this so they can update and prioritize the work items that your teams are going to be working on. Now, each work item contains properties, a title, a description, and a state. And it's the state that allows you to track its progress. But also key with work items is that you get a full audit trail. Whenever a work item is updated or touched by anyone within your team, you'll get a full traceability of which field changed from what value to what it is now. And on the board, you can see here, we've got the created date, so you know when it's created. You can customize some of these fields as well, so you can add new ones. And then you've got free text in the summary field. When we create tasks, we typically say anything between 1 to 3 days. If you start creating tasks for anything below 1 day, you'll become a management overhead, and developers will hate that. So what's key here is that it becomes light touch enough for developers to buy in, but at the same time gives you the reporting that you need. But for the sake of the Hackfest this week, because we've got such a condensed time that we're working in, it's best to kind of break these down to smaller half-day chunks so that you can track each individual piece. Now, within Kanban, it's all about the visualizing of flow throughout the progress. visualizing the flow of work from the concept to delivery. And here on the board, you'll see that items can be created in the backlog, and then they're pulled across into the analysis, the development, and the testing phases. And along the top, you'll see in the green writing is how many items you have in any particular column at a time, where we have our WIP limits, so our work in progress limits, that allow us to identify bottlenecks areas where we can concentrate effort on should we have any issues in any of these stages. I'm going to give you a quick demo of what this actually looks like. So I'm here in VSTS, and I've created a small backlog for the user stories I want to create this week. So my minimum viable product is to build a chatbot and to add an FAQ capability to it. So if I drill down into my chatbot, I can see that there's certain tasks that I know I need to complete, or my development teams have to complete. So for example, I have to register on the bot framework, I have to scaffold some code, I have to add it to source control, I've then got to deploy it to Azure, and I then need to configure VSTS, CI, and CD. And for the bot FAQ capability, I know that I need to register on the Q&A Maker website, I need to populate it with some key value pairs, and I then need to publish that endpoint. What I'm also going to do is just add another user story here, and we're going to say, let's add some bot voice capability. And see how quickly I've added that to the user story. I've actually added that within the context of the Kanban board. And I can now drill into here and add related tasks. So I can say, enable Skype voice option, add Bing speech cognitive service, and then integrate with bot backend. And Kanban's all about visualizing the flow. So I can now, as I'm progressing, or if I want to prioritize these in a slightly different order, I can literally just drag these cards above each other. This is the Kanban board visualization. If I go to the backlog, I can see the user stories are all listed here, and I can expand them out and see their related tasks. So the user story is the parent, and the tasks are the work item children. If I just go back to the board view, now let's say my team have started to build the chatbot, so they drag that over to the active stage. And I might now want to allocate these tasks to different people within the team. So I could say, well, someone else is going to register on the bot framework, and I'm going to assign that to my colleague. Someone else is then going to scaffold the code. Save and close. And as these tasks get completed, they can simply just check them. And I start to get this nice visualization of the progress as this work item moves from concept, from the backlog, through to in production. So I can now drag this new requirement that I've added about the voice capability into active. Notice at the moment I've got 2 out of 2. So it's basically saying I have 2 items where my work item in progress limit is 2. So if I now try and drag another item onto this column, it goes red. This is to give me a nice visual indicator that there's a problem now within my development team. I've given them too much work in the active stage, and that is something to highlight. So that might be, okay, well, I need to either reprioritize some work, I need to take some work away from others, or to take something back into out of active. What I can also do, though, is add columns to customize your own business processes. So you might not, back in your own offices, have the concept of active resolved and closed. You might need your own So let's add a new column now. And that's say, because I've added this voice capability to my bot, I now need to make sure that I do device testing to make sure that gets tested properly. So I'm going to add a new column, and I'm going to add that after active. And I'm going to give it a name, and I'm going to call it device testing. And I know I've only got one device tester, so my WIP limit is one. And I'm going to split that into doing and done, so I can track that at a granular level. So now, as my voice capability gets completed, as the developers check off each task, my device tester can come along and say, right, I know that I'm ready to look at this capability, this particular requirement. I can drag that over into my device testing. Oh. And now, anyone within the team can quickly visualize who's doing what at any point in time. When my device tester is completed, they simply drag it over to done. And then we can go off on the happy path scenario all the way through to closed. But hopefully you all know this. Manual deployment is bad. And VSTS does a lot more than just work item management tracking. It's your source control, and it allows you to implement good agile development and DevOps practices. And with that, we mean continuous integration and continuous deployment. So, to adopt good practices, build on every check-in, deploy regularly to your test and staging environments, and test all the time. So that could be performance testing against your UAT environment. And VSTS allows us to manage our release pipeline as well. And we don't have time to go into that in full end-to-end detail, but what I do have for you is a URL for implementing DevOps with bots. So I encourage you to go and have a look at that, and that will talk you through end-to-end on adding good DevOps CI, CD practices with bot development. Any questions? Thank you.